Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Lauren.
I'm Emily. That was so Katie Couric of you, the way that you just introed. It was so like newscaster, serious journalist. Hello. I love that we're serious journalists now.
We're so serious. I did write as a whole news script for, anyways, we got to stop talking about that.
Guys, we're starting off the episode today with a wellness check.
It's time to see the doctor.
Wellness check. Lauren, how well are you?
I am deeply unwell, but no, I'm good. I don't know if this is interesting or not, but I did have an alcoholic beverage again.
What day was it that you had a drink? Was it a weekend day?
It was over the weekend. I actually went to South Carolina for like 24 hours, saw my mom, good friend Liz. And my favorite food to get in the South, this is maybe an episode for later, is actually Mexican food. Because Mexican food in the American South is just different. And I know that it probably means it's just like bastardized American version of Mexican food. But it's so good. They bring you free chips and salsa. There's queso dip. It's like $3. So I was in South Carolina and I was at my favorite Mexican restaurant and I love a mango margarita with my meal. And I was in my comfort zone with my mom and my friend Liz. And I wanted a mango margarita. But I paused because I was like, oh, wait, I'll break my streak. And it's like, there is no streak because I'm not sober. I was just doing intuitive drinking, you know? I was having that, you know, brain explode moment because there were so many times where I just naturally didn't want to drink alcohol, but I naturally did want a mango margarita.
Right. Like, it's not seeing how long you can go without an alcoholic drink. It's you just didn't feel like drinking.
I didn't feel like drinking.
Now, when you're at this Mexican restaurant, you felt like a mango margarita. Mm-hmm. So did you have a weird feeling? Oh, were you using one of those trackers?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because this was a problem that I had. I was using a tracker for about a year.
See,
and I had
That feels diety to me or like shamey or like counting-y.
I wouldn't look at it. I just wanted to know how long it had been.
Gotcha.
You know, I don't know. I don't use it anymore is the long and short of that story because I did end up feeling pressure.
Yeah.
When I had to reset the clock because I had a glass of wine at Christmas Eve.
I remember feeling like a tinge of guilt when I ordered it. And then I just like brushed it off my shoulder. Like, get out of here. Like, this is fine. Like I can have. And you know what? I didn't even finish it. Not that I'm trying to like get credit for not drinking the whole margarita, but I enjoyed it. I sipped it, you know, and then it got a little, you know, melted and juicy.
Sure. Was it a frozen margarita?
Yes. Frozen Yum. Blended mango margarita. So good. It's my favorite drink. And
yeah. I mean, that's how cocktails are supposed to be enjoyed. You know, you're not really supposed to be drinking them by the pitcher.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's supposed to be.
It was like a little milkshake or something, you know, like
yeah.
it was delicious. And I did pay attention to my sleep that night because I am a scientist for wellness. Mm-hmm. And I slept fine. Like it didn't, because that's part of the reason why I was cutting it out was because I was like, it's never worth it to not sleep great, you know? And so I just kept not drinking it. But like it had been like 40 plus days, I think, since I had had a drink. So my body was just like, well, this is fine.
Yeah, like we can handle a little bit of alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't even a full drink.
Right.
It was maybe a shot of tequila, you know?
And I just, it got me thinking about the idea of getting addicted to a streak. You know, like with these, my mom's one of these people, the Duolingo people and their streaks. It was New Year's Eve and I was at a party and one of my friends was like, oh shit, I gotta do Duolingo. And it's like, no, you don't. You really don't. Like it doesn't mean anything moralistically. And I do wonder if it's like this thing in our brains that's like from diet culture where it's like, don't mess it up. Be perfect. Maybe it's a millennial thing because, you know, we were taught to be perfect about everything. And it's like, is it possible to be addicted to a streak of something?
I think it is a natural human thing. You know, we're so competitive, and competition was imperative to our survival for a very long time. You know, the fastest and the strongest, survival of the fittest, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think it really is ingrained in us to, we need to be the best at everything. Like, we can't do anything just to do something. We need to be great at it. Yeah. And I'm not exempt, by the way. I have been saying for 2 years that I want to play pickleball, but I can't bear the thought of chasing a ball around a court and not being able to hit it, which is why I don't play tennis. Do I think I could handle pickleball? Yes, but just for the sake of this metaphor.
I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, we need to be the best at everything, or else it's not worth doing it. And that's just not really a healthy mentality.
Right. It's the idea of progress, not perfection. You know, like, yeah. My health is improved because I am drinking less. It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some to my friend who is fostering kittens, and it is the only thing they will eat. It comes in these pate packages, and you scoop it, and you just feel like you're a chef for your baby kitties, and they j'adore it. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Sunday night, even though I had some mango marg on, I think Saturday, Sunday, this is groundbreaking for Wellness Check.
Ooh.
I slept uninterrupted for 8 hours.
Wow.
I don't think I've done that since I was a child. So I was like, oh my God, it's a whole new world. I was very excited. Monday night, I'm in my bed, just wide awake till like 4 a.m. And I'm like, okay, jeez. I am unwell again. What happened? And, you know, I got up. I took a piece of a trazodone. I was like, I have to sleep. We have the podcast tomorrow. I have a stand-up show tonight. You know, like, I can't do today on no sleep. So I caved and I had some traz. And Emily knows where this is going. So I'm going to sound so stupid. I've discovered drinks lately, energy drinks, electrolyte. Like when I had COVID and took Paxlovid, I was drinking all these sodas and drinks. And now I love drinks. Like I was only drinking water and coffee before.
You weren't a beverage gal.
I wasn't a beverage gal.
Although, you know, I've seen you in here with a ginger ale. I've seen you in, you know.
That's my little treat.
Okay, that's your little
treat. But like my go-to is always water or coffee.
You weren't a daily fun beverage.
No, when you saw me in here with a ginger ale, that was me being like, I'm recording a podcast today. I'm having a soda.
Sure.
Like,
let's get hype for this podcast.
So I use this grocery service and they had these cute energy drinks called Celsius.
Oh yeah, I know Celsius.
And these cute little white cans and they have kiwis on the cover and
they're really tasty.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
And come to find out, they have so much caffeine.
200 milligrams.
200 milligrams. I figured this out today. I figured this out like an hour ago because we were talking about energy drinks in the office and somebody was like, Celsius, oh really? It's like crazier than Red Bull. And
wait,
I was like,
hang on a second, Lauren. We need to dissect this.
Okay.
Did you know that it had caffeine in it? Like you knew what a Celsius was, right? You've seen people drinking these.
I don't think I stopped to think about it. I think I thought, oh, energy. Oh, zero sugar. And I just was like, I'm sure there's some caffeine. I just didn't really think about it. I just thought, oh, I'm experimenting with drinks.
Right. Okay. But you didn't think it was just flavored seltzer. Like you knew that it had
caffeine, but I didn't know how much because I'm not a dieter. I didn't think to check.
Yeah. Okay. So that's actually that was my second question. I wrote it on here so I wouldn't forget. Do you read labels?
No.
Yeah. So
check for protein sometimes because I'm like, I want to make sure I'm getting enough protein, but like I don't check for sugar or caffeine. It's like I have the intuitive eating mindset of if I want to have a little treat, I'm going to have a little treat. But energy drinks,
you know,
have
if you're
so much caffeine.
Yeah, if you're opening up a can of mystery juice at 5 p.m., it might be valuable to know how much caffeine is in that. Here, okay, so there's another part of the story, though.
Yeah.
The second part of the story is that I walk into the office today and you're like, hey, I've started drinking drinks and we're talking about the drink. You're holding a can. It's not a Celsius. It's something else that I forgot.
We had it in the office and it said zero sugar.
Right.
It's like another picture of a peach on it.
And it's also, am I correct? It's like the same kind of thing, like a seltzer flavor.
It's an energy drink.
It's an energy drink. It actually said energy drink on the can.
Yeah.
So then suddenly we're talking about this whole Celsius incident and you're like, wait a second. Does this have caffeine in it? I look at the can.
Same amount
as the Celsius, 200 milligrams.
I'm screwed.
You're unknowingly caffeine yourself up to the, you're juicing,
Lauren. I need to go to the hospital, like right now. But you know what? I feel so much better knowing why I was in bed because I've done so much work in therapy. I drink less. I'm like moving my body more. And I slept 8 hours and I was like, I'm crushing my wellness game. And then I was up all night. Now I'm like, oh, it was the Celsius that I was sipping on all day.
Yeah, it's because I opened up a Celsius in lieu of some warm milk for bedtime. It's so funny to me that you drank this before bed.
I didn't drink it before bed. I just drank it throughout my day yesterday.
That counts. When did you take the last sip?
Probably like 4.
That's too late, Lauren.
I legitimately thought it was like an orange soda or something because I will... You know, I'll like have a little orange soda or like we accidentally.
I'm a big nighttime soda drinker. I do not judge that at all.
But just to tell the listeners, and this seems like not our show, but just for comparison. So a can of Coke has 34 milligrams of caffeine and a can of Celsius has 200 milligrams of caffeine. So guys, if you can do the math, that is 6 cans of Coke. That I had and I didn't know that I had.
And then you're like, why am I up? I don't understand why I'm up.
And then today I'm drinking another one?
Yeah, I can't handle it. Can I juxtapose this with a little factoid from my own
life?
Please. And I'm going to blow up Andy's spot for a second. Andy doesn't let me consume caffeine after 5 p.m., it's a hard and fast rule.
He's tracking your period and not letting you have sugar. Does he think he's your dad?
He doesn't let me drink caffeine after 5 p.m.
and anything that has caffeine in it. So like I wanted to buy coffee ice cream one time. Uh-huh. And he was like, well, you can't buy coffee ice cream. I was like, you're going to eat it at night. And I was like, and?
He's like,
and
you're going like, to get the zoomies and keep me up.
Literally. He's like, because it has coffee in it. And I was like, Andy, how much coffee do you actually think is in the coffee ice cream? He's like, it doesn't, you know.
It's a flavor.
Any little amount. No, but if you look at, well, see, I read labels, Lauren.
Okay.
If you look at the labels, it does have some coffee in it, but it's like chocolate has caffeine in it too. And you can have a little bit at night. It's not going to keep you up all night. He is so, his little antenna goes up whenever I'm consuming anything that has, oh, Dr. Pepper. I wanted to have a glass of Dr. Pepper. I found out Dr. Pepper has caffeine in it. Can't drink that at night. So I'm under this, you know,
conservatorship,
dictatorship,
free Emily, hashtag free Emily.
I'm making t-shirts and it's me holding Haagen-Dazs coffee ice cream. It's all I want.
We should be clear though. Like you can drink it if you want.
No, I'm literally not allowed. I'm literally not allowed.
This is why I'm boy sober.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you let one of these motherfuckers into your life, they think they're making your whole life better. And can I tell you how it started? Uh-huh. It started because I had trouble sleeping too. And guess what? This motherfucker was 100% right. It was because I was drinking caffeine too late.
Whatever, your body, your choice. If you want to drink some Dr. Pepper with your dinner.
But what I'm saying is he's not wrong.
He's right, yeah.
It was, because I was having my second cup of coffee at like 6 p.m. or something.
Yeah.
And I was not able to fall asleep at night. But he's taken it to the extreme where like, I am so conscious. So I bring this up because it's just hilarious to me that you would open up a can of Celsius and not realize it has 200 milligrams of caffeine, because I am aware of the caffeine content in a scoop of Haagen-Dazs coffee bean ice cream.
I'm just a little naive, intuitive eating baby who doesn't look at labels.
Yeah, and I understand the rationale behind not looking at labels because I don't do it either. But like for stuff like that, like if I have to now, you know,
for my drink habit that I have now.
Well, and we should also probably mention
just for sleep, not for weight loss.
No, totally. But I think it's kind of important to see this from another perspective, which is they're making these seltzers now that are very deceptive. I mean, because they look like, for example, Liquid Death. I did not know that was just water until very, very recently, because they make it look, the branding, you're looking at me confused. You don't know what Liquid Death is?
It's just water? No, we have cans of it in the office.
Yeah, so Liquid Death is canned water, but the label looks like it's a tall boy, or it's meant to have like a badass kind of Ed Hardy style look to make you feel less weird about not drinking. At least that's the way I interpret it. You didn't know this?
No, and I think I'm like trying to choose my words here because I am judging it. I'm like,
it's crazy.
Just let water, like it reminds me of dude wipes, you know, like, just be water. Just be wipes. Like, why are we,
Lauren,
pretending?
I can't believe you just brought up dude wipes, because that's another issue that has been plaguing my household.
Yeah.
Because Andy likes to buy that brand. He thinks it's better than any brand.
Yeah, if you use that brand, then you're not gay.
But it's true. They've done studies, and it turns out that not gay people tend to buy those.
Exactly.
No, he says they work better and they're better quality.
You know what? They probably do, because everybody makes stuff for men, or they think about, and it's just like when we keep buying like men's razors and men's deodorant.
I know.
We want it to actually work.
Because of the pink tax and whatnot.
Right.
No, but they are good wipes. They are good wipes. But my issue is that aesthetically, I don't want that in my fucking bathroom.
Yeah.
And we have two bathrooms, but the dude wipes ended up in my bathroom, and I was like, I can't fucking have them.
Yeah.
So he cut a slit in an empty container of Cottonelle wipes, and he put the dude wipes into the old packaging so that the aesthetic wouldn't bother me.
That's very nice of Andy. Okay, Andy's back up on the scoreboard.
He's very conscientious. He just wants me to be, you know, able to sleep at night, and that's what it is. But God damn it. I'm a prisoner in my own fucking
are.
Ass. Okay.
So that's my wellness check, is I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to save my wellness check for next week because we did want to talk about something, and it's a pop culture story, and I really want to get to it. But
oh, right.
I'm going to just earmark this for next week because that tune took in, up a lot of time.
Tune in next week for Emily's wellness check, and I will keep my energy drink mouth shut.
Riveting stuff. No, I love you, Caffed Up. I think you should drink two of those every day, to be honest. I like the energy.
You're like the opposite of, or you're like being like Andy is to you, trying to control me, except for instead of restricting my caffeine, you're like, here, drink the juice and sugar.
I'm like the producers and the talent managers that were constantly giving Judy Garland those amphetamines.
Yeah, you're a stage mom. Emily likes me hopped up on sugar.
Okay. You're a star, baby. Here's your energy juice.
I am really silly today. Okay. So for our scoop today, Halle Berry recently sat down to chat with First Lady Jill Biden at the 4th annual A Day of Unreasonable Conversation Summit, which does sound like our podcast, just saying, Unreasonable Conversation.
I prefer it over Reasonable Conversation.
Same. So anyways, Halle Berry revealed that she was recently misdiagnosed with, quote, the worst case of herpes her doctor has ever seen.
The worst.
When it turned out, it was just perimenopause.
Yeah, okay. And also, full disclosure, I didn't know what perimenopause was. So in case you don't know, it just means like premenopause.
Yeah.
Like you're about to enter.
You're almost there. You almost don't have to have a period anymore.
Yeah. It's like pre-diabetes.
It's exactly
like in a sense that it's before something. I mean, this story is so layered for something that's so fluffy.
Because she brings up a good point about like doctors not getting it right all the time, especially with women and especially with older women. So like, we hear you, Halle Berry, but the the conversation that she was having with Jill Biden was kind of funny.
Because, let me read this quote.
Yeah.
Quote from Halle Berry. We need to change the way women and men feel about women during their midlife and how they feel about this, which used to be a dirty word, menopause, perimenopause. And we in this room have to change that. It can't just be the doom and gloom story. This is a glorious time of life.
I love that.
Yeah. So she's spreading awareness just that like these things can happen.
Yeah.
So what was happening to her was that she was experiencing pain during sex.
Yes.
And at one point in this article, she said, you know, I was in a new relationship and I was having a lot of sex.
With the man of her dreams.
With the man of her dreams. And I was thinking, okay, humble brag. You know, she's talking about it being painful, but she still was having a lot of it. And honestly, go off, queen. But she was experiencing pain. Now, I don't know why this doctor diagnosed her with herpes without doing a test. Like, it's a very simple test.
I don't know either. And why are you telling her she has the worst case you've ever seen?
I mean, that's scary to hear.
If Halle Berry, like a famous, respected woman, can't get proper medical care, like what chance do the rest of us have?
Like, I know.
That's so discouraging that she experienced this. And meanwhile, it was vaginal dryness, you know?
Right. Even though she was having sex with the man of her dreams.
It can happen.
Yeah.
It's a part of perimenopause.
Yeah.
It's a part of life. I mean, she doesn't really say it, but I'm like, is this doctor a man?
I would put money on it. I would hand over my life savings.
He's like, all women are wet down there. You have herpes.
Clearly, something's wrong with your vagina.
That's so upsetting.
It's so upsetting.
So her and her partner got tested. And they didn't have herpes. And I guess she had to figure out through other means that it's just a normal part of aging, which I'm assuming she probably like bought some lube.
I would hope so.
And is having good sex now.
I would hope so. Obviously, we're not poking fun at people who actually have herpes. A lot of people have herpes and it's not a death sentence.
Oh, no, it's super normal.
It's like actually extremely normal.
Yeah.
It's just... But that's even more reason to me why a doctor shouldn't just say, oh, this is clearly herpes.
Yeah,
like, you should know the difference.
Take a test.
It's fucking weird,
yeah.
Honestly, but not surprising. And we were talking about, like, this isn't surprising because most medical studies are done on men. Like there's not, we already know there's not such a strong emphasis on women's healthcare, not mm-hmm. nearly what it should be.
Right.
And then I was telling you that I saw this story and I had to fact check it because I was like, is this real or is this something that I just saw on TikTok that's mm-hmm. not real at all? It's real. So until 2023, tampons, I like can't even say it. It's so crazy.
2023, last year, for last anybody
year,
listening.
Last year, tampons and other period products were not tested with actual blood. They didn't start testing period products with blood until last year.
That's not okay.
Until then, they were using saline solution, salt water.
Because I menstruate. Well, I don't menstruate, but if I
yeah, you don't.
If I menstruated, it's just salt water coming out of my vagina.
That's what it is for you because you take birth control, right?
Yeah,
your period just becomes salt water.
It's just the beach down
That's a medical fact.
That's horrific. That is it's crazy. Horrific. We have because you get your period when you're like as young as like 10 for some girls, and the idea that we've been making young girls use these products that just like,
well, they don't. I mean. They do their job fine, right? But there have been so many times, and this is why I feel like I've been gaslit by the industry.
Yeah.
Because there have been so many times that I myself, Emily Lubin, mm-hmm. I have wondered, mm-hmm. like, why did this not work exactly the way I thought it was going to?
Yeah.
For example, in the commercials when they show how the tampon works, and you can Google these commercials, there's so many of them. They drop the tampon in this blue liquid that's definitely not blood. And you know it's not blood watching the commercial, but whatever. It opens up like a flower. A
beautiful flower.
A beautiful flower. Because
we're beautiful, delicate ladies.
In full bloom. I honestly love the aesthetic of it.
It's so pretty.
It's beautiful. So I always wondered what it was about my flow or yeah. my vagina shape that... when I pulled a tampon out, it was exactly in the same form as when I put it in. I always right. thought it should open up. Like, why is it not a beautiful red rose?
Why isn't it a beautiful bloody flower?
It's because blood is way more viscous yeah. than salt water. So obviously it's not going to open up like that because it's not submerged in a cup of water.
This is insane.
So, but the fact that I've been thinking that, I think about it all the time. It's yeah. my Roman Empire. I have that image
uh-huh.
of the tampon opening like a flower, and every month I think about it at least once. Why does it not do that for me?
You know what this reminds me of? And this is random AF. This reminds me of when I was a kid, the commercials for Guess Who?
The game?
The game.
Great
and
game.
It would show the characters' faces on the cards pop out. And they would say, like, it's me, Jill. It's me, Sam.
Sure.
And I wanted it for Christmas because I wanted little faces to pop out of the cards.
That come to life.
Sure. That come to life. And I remember getting it for Christmas and being like, and seeing this cardboard cutout and being like, what the fuck is this shit? I didn't say that because I was like 7.
But it was implied.
But I was so upset that there weren't like
you thought
animatronic people coming out.
In Lauren's, wait, how old were you? Like 8?
I guess, probably around 8.
In Lauren's 8-year-old mind, we were 60 years ahead in terms of technology. That is so, so cute. That makes me love you even more.
I was obsessed with that, wanting, I was like, I need this game. Like, I need all these little people in my room coming to life from this yes. board.
They know what they're doing when they market to little kids. No, I thought the same thing about Jumanji because after the movie Jumanji came out, they made a board game.
You wanted to get transported?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to get stuck in the jungle for 30 years. I was trying to get out of my house.
So scared. Your house was more dangerous.
In some ways.
Than the forest in Jumanji.
In some ways, it was far more harrowing.
I feel for you.
Yeah, listen. Well, okay, maybe I didn't want to get stuck in the jungle like Robin Williams was, like from age 12 to age 40 or whatever the gap was. Maybe I didn't want that, but I would have loved like a 5-year break.
Or just like a little 1-year respite.
Even a 1-year sabbatical.
I wish we could do that now. Like I wish we could stop time and go do our laundry and go do stuff, but the rest of the world is also
frozen.
Like frozen. I need to catch up. You know?
Yeah, that would be great. I'm holding out for that invention.
I need the technology. The people who made the Guess Who version that I thought existed could probably come up with that. goodness.
Anyways,
the flower tampon.
The flower tampon. I just.
Realistic.
Yeah. So anyway, never be surprised when you hear that something for women hasn't been studied extensively.
Right.
Because now we know that they were not even using real blood for tampons. So.
That's crazy.
I believe, like, there's nothing that I don't believe now. You know what I mean?
I heard this about Ambien. I should probably fact check this, Shannon, before we release this. But I read this about Ambien, that the reason why women were, like, sleepwalking and having all these negative side effects was because it was only studied with male rats, because male rats are easier to study because they don't have menstrual cycles. And really a lot of this is just scientists are too put out by having to track a mouse or a rat's menstrual cycle. So they just test on male rats and mice. But when they do that, like, women are not considered. And so then there can be weird side effects for women that just, like, nobody knew about because they were only testing on male rats. Okay, guys, we just got a fact check. That is true about Ambien. But I think now they have a new one. And so now doctors are like, no, you can take it. You won't, you know, freak out. But because they were only studying it with male rats, they didn't know that if a woman took Ambien, it stayed in her body much, much longer, therefore making different side effects.
Sure.
So it's just like another example of, like, women not being considered in research for medicine that women are going to take, or that tampons that they're going to use, or a doctor that's going to tell you you have herpes when really you just have perimenopause.
It's so unsettling. It's really unsettling. You have a note on here that says Lauren can't wait to be 50.
Oh, right. This was in response to Halle Berry's quote about how, you know, being in perimenopause and menopause is a glorious time of life. I could not agree more. I'm not there yet, but, like, I'm in an industry where, you know, I'm not a figure skater. Like, I'm not going to have to retire when I hit a certain age. I'm not a catwalk model who does straight size clothes or something. You know, I'm a comedian. I'm a podcaster. I am going to get better with age. One day I'm going to listen to this episode and be like, God, she sounds dumb, because I will be so much smarter when I am older, and I will have, you know, more success in life. I will have more money. I will also probably still be gorgeous, and I can't.
Probably. I mean, we established it's a disease. It's for life.
My beauty disease is not going away.
No.
It's forever. My symmetry, my, you know, beauty queen set point, not going anywhere anytime soon. Mm-mm. And in kind of a messed up way, I am excited to be like, yeah, I'm 50. And people be like, what? You're 50? And it's like, yeah, I'm 50.
You know, that actually, that part of it is exciting. You know? And that's why there was a period in my life that I was saying I was older than I actually was, because I liked when people would be like, holy shit, you look amazing. So, like, I could see myself when I'm 45, just rounding it up to 50.
Yeah.
Just so people would be like, oh my God, hot damn.
You know what's nuts though, is I'm getting it now at 35, where people, you're 35. And I'm like, yeah, this is what 35 looks
right.
like.
Right. I think people are confused.
People don't know that, you know, 35.
Well, first of all, people all look different at 35 because we all, we have different faces, and we also age differently. You know,
fat don't crack, honey.
No, it's very true. I mean, not that, like, also if you are 50 and you look like you're 50, you're also beautiful.
You look like you're, because 50 looks like 50.
Yeah, but 50 looks different for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and it just depends on, it depends on your genetics, just like anything else.
I also can't wait to be like, I don't have time for that. I'm 50.
Yeah.
You know,
it, like, is a nice sounding number.
I
want to
be 50.
I'm fucking 50. Oh my God. I want to say it now.
I'm going to have the biggest blowout. You're all invited in 15 years. Is this Justin? Oh, it's Justin 15 years. That's crazy.
15 years. Yeah. That's not that long.
That's a Backstreet Boy.
Yeah, it is a Backstreet Boy. It's a baby Backstreet Boy.
I'm going to have a big party. It's going to be so fun. I can't wait to be 50. I think Halle Berry is right on the money when she says it's going to be a glorious time of life.
100%. I think we should wrap up, but guys, stay safe out there.
Stay safe.
If somebody tells you you have herpes, get a second opinion. That's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Everything's Fine on Instagram. If you like this episode, please write us a review. And don't forget to check out our DST merch at shop.betches.com. rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Follow me at Lauren Hope Crass.
Follow me at Lubination. And of course, we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Rebecca Steinberg and Lauren Hope Crass. Editing by Rebecca Steinberg. Social media by Lauren Hope Crass. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on all socials and send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Betches.